This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1265, Four Steps to Enlightened English Reading. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we answer a question from Keisuke. How can you get your hands on the right book, and how can you work your way through it in English to ultimately use it to connect with native speakers? Find out today. Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
It's going great. It is like the perfect weather for reading. I feel like when fall comes, it's just a time to like curl up on the couch with a big down comforter and just read for hours.
That's awesome. I know you're a big reader. You are always reading a novel. I know you really like sci-fi. Isn't that right?
Yes, but I will read anything. And I've seen James pick up this habit too, which I love. Like even when I was growing up and I'd be eating breakfast at the table or whatever, I would read the cereal box. Like I would even just read the ingredients, just anything that I could read, I will. What about you?
I get that whole cereal box reading thing. I also have this compulsion to read in the mornings. For some reason, I really like to take in information visually in the morning. I don't know why. Awesome. I don't know why. But yeah, I do. I like reading. I don't think I read quite as much as you do. But, you know, I've read some great books like the book Wild, which is what I shared on Instagram.
Nice.
A few weeks ago, I was actually hiking part of the PCT at Big Bear in California.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Yes. I haven't read that book yet, but okay. I love the movie.
Yeah. The book is better than the movie, I think, actually. So definitely read the book. So that was awesome. Yeah, guys, if you're not on our Instagram channel, get over there and watch our update videos. They're super fun. And also over there in that thread, we had a lot of good book recommendations from our listeners, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I love it, you guys. I love that you want to read these novels in English and take in information that way. Yeah. You know, over on the IELTS side, we're always encouraging people to try to live their lives in English more, right?
Yes.
To like increase their fluency and their confidence. And this is definitely one of the best ways you can do that is to have a book with you at all times that you actually want to read.
100%. But when it comes to reading, some of our listeners might be wondering how to attack a book, right? So you go to the store, you pick up a book, and what do you do? I mean, how do you get started? It can be kind of scary and overwhelming if we're not using the right strategy, right, Jessica?
For sure. No, getting like this like 500 page like brick of a book and it's like all these tiny little English words and you're like, I can never do this.
right, exactly. I mean, that's why I'm excited today because we got a question from Keisuke, who is one of our longtime listeners, Jessica. He lives in Connecticut, which is cool because
beautiful.
I mean, he's here living in the US and he asked a question before we answered it. So we're gonna answer another question of his today. Jessica, do you want to read the question for us and then we can answer it?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
So Keisuke thanked us for answering another question. I guess you and Michelle did open a tab. That's super awesome. That's such a fun phrase. So Keisuke says, I bought a book, Wildhood, written by Barbara Natterson Horowitz and Catherine Bowers. The book is about common behaviors of adolescence, comparing humans and animals. It is really intriguing and fascinating, but there are a bunch of words in it that I don't understand. I do understand the meanings of the content, roughly, but not precisely. I can look up each unknown word, but it takes time and it takes forever, which makes me reluctant to continue reading the book. I think reading a book is a really good practice, but I also want to enjoy reading itself. Do you have any suggestions or recommendations about how to have a good balance between studying and enjoying a book? Oh my gosh, that's such a great question.
Yeah, that is such a good question. And Keisuke, I'm really glad you asked it because again, you have to know how to attack this. So today, yes. Jessica, we have some insight, right? We have some steps, some tips for our listeners. Yeah.
Totally. Yes, because guys, this is such a good point. I think Keisuke has the inkling of what he should be doing, right?
Yeah.
He's just like looking for us to agree with that no, like, don't look up every word, you guys. Like, what is your goal in reading this book? Your goal is not to try to look up 100 words in a dictionary and not learn them. Your goal is to enjoy the story and also learn a little bit more English, right? But the main goal is to enjoy it, right? Yeah. So yeah, that's an awesome question, that balance.
Yeah, I love that. And we have to be kind of reasonable about how many, we'll talk a little bit more about vocabulary words in a second, right? But
yeah.
We have to be reasonable about how many vocabulary words we can actually take away. I mean, that's why inside the iOS app, we only highlight about 5 to 8 vocabulary words per episode for you guys to learn because your brain can't handle more than that, honestly.
Right, yeah, Jessica? No. Yeah. You guys, like, what's the goal in learning vocabulary? The goal is to be able to use it and recognize it, right? And our brains cannot fully comprehend and take in so many words at once. Like, you really have to limit it. That's why, like, again, what is your end goal, right? If you decide, okay, I'm going to learn some new vocabulary, then that's what the app is for. That's what the transcripts are for and the personal power vocabulary list. But the book, the goal isn't to learn new vocabulary necessarily. The goal is to immerse yourself in English, right?
Definitely. Yeah, and to connect with people through what you've read.
Yes.
So let's go to our tips, Jessica. So what would be our first tip for Keisuke? What should he do first when he gets that book in his hands?
Well, first of all, like, choose the right book.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the first tip, guys. So this book sounds amazing, but it also sounds highly specialized. And unless Keisuke is already a scientist with some knowledge about this topic, then a whole book about this, about analyzing behaviors in humans and animals, it might just be a little bit out of the range of comprehension right now, right? Yeah. And that also makes it hard to enjoy because you're like, I don't even know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So if you're going to choose like a nonfiction sort of specialized book, make sure it's in your wheelhouse so you already have some knowledge, you're ready to understand it, right? Or just choose something that you're like interested in as far as like genre, be it fiction or nonfiction. So again, like your brain is ready to understand it.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Yeah, exactly. And ask around. See what your friends recommend. See what other native speakers recommend. You know, that's a good way to do it. You know, read the newspaper for book recommendations. That's another thing to do. By the way, that's a good bonus phrase today. Wheelhouse. I love that term.
Actually. It is so great.
I find it very useful. What does it mean? What does it mean?
To be within your wheelhouse means it's within your expertise, your field of study or interest or knowledge, right? It's like your thing. It's your thing.
I love it. And this is just a side point, guys, but this word is useful to ask people what their expertise is because sometimes it can feel like being very direct to say, what do you know? What do you know?
That sounds weird.
What's your unique skill? What is in your wheelhouse, right? Or is that in your wheelhouse? I said that yesterday when I was actually talking to a potential accountant. So boring, right? But I wanted to know what kind of accounting is in his wheelhouse, right? So that's so useful, guys. So write that down today. Yes.
That's awesome. Oh, that is such a good phrase. And you also like the phrase zone of genius. I think
those two
are totally connected. So to give you an idea, guys, of like what do I gravitate towards? I have two perfect examples of books I'm reading right now that are totally different.
Yep.
One is called Chaos, and then it has this long subtitle, Charles Manson, the CIA, and the end of the 1960s. I've been fascinated with that era of American history my whole life. So, like, I know a lot about it already, and I'm super into this nonfiction book. And then I'm reading this fiction book by Siri Husfeldt, and she's an amazing author, and it's just like this literary look. It's like a horror thriller. So also totally within my wheelhouse.
I love that. Also, you got to know what you like, right? Be true to yourself. Yeah. As Jessica has just said, you know exactly what you like. You like to push yourself sometimes, or depends on the topic. You want to be reading things that you're interested in. So, okay. So we've got the book then in our hands. We've got the right book. What do we do next, Jessica?
So read like 5 to 10 pages, maybe a whole chapter, and do not stop reading to look anything up in the dictionary, right? Keep your priority or your goal in mind. Your goal is to just enjoy the story, enjoy the book. So read 5 to 10 pages. And then when you're done with those 5 to 10 pages, you could go back at like step three, you could go back and choose 2 or 3 words, not more than that. 2 or 3 words to look up in the dictionary, but that's it.
Yeah, and this might be really counterintuitive to you guys, because I've seen a lot of students over the years reading a book and going to the dictionary for every word, right?
Oh, gosh.
And it's depressing to watch that, because we know it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't teach you anything. And furthermore, like, it's a waste of time with this novel. Like, you're not actually spending time with the book if you're doing that. You're spending time with the dictionary, and you're just completely missing the idea, the gist, the vibe of what you're reading.
Yeah, exactly, Jessica. That is exactly it. So, all right. So we're going to read 5 to 10 pages through, and we're not going to stop. We're going to put down the dictionary, not touch it for those 5 to 10 pages, even though it might be hard. And then we're going to go back, choose 2 to 3 words, and we're going to look those up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And I remember actually going through this process when I was in like Spanish literature classes in college, because I tried the other way, where you're looking up every single word and then you don't understand. There's no comprehension. There's no reading comprehension in that case. So yeah, I've tested this method out, guys. It works.
And the other thing, the problem with that is that it really objectifies what you're reading. It doesn't make you part of the story, right? When you're just isolating words and constantly going to the dictionary, you don't actually get into the story. It just breaks it up.
And like, it's about the story. Like, this is why you have the book in the first place. I love just getting lost in stories. Just you're not even in your living room anymore. You are inside this whole other world. And that's what you want to experience with a novel.
Exactly.
So how do we then, what is the next step? Like, how do we take this even further and use this somehow to connect with people?
Exactly, because here at All Ears English, that's what we're about, right? We're about how do you actually use English to connect? That's always the end goal, guys. So talk about what you've read, right? Don't let it just stay in your head, because I know every time I pick up a good book, I always have an interesting insight. I want to share the story. I want to tell people about this thing I'm reading, because it's fascinating. So share it with someone, preferably a native speaker in English, of course. You know, one thing you could do is you could start a book club. That's one option, right, Jessica?
That would be so fun. Oh my gosh. Guys, if you have other friends that are also studying English and maybe a mix with native speakers as well, definitely, like, just ask them, like, what's a good night to hang out? You know, like, maybe it's a Tuesday night, maybe it's a weekend afternoon, but what is a good time you guys could hang out? And then say, okay, once a month, we are going to hang out at this time and discuss a book. So, like, on the first of every month, you guys could have a little meeting and choose a book you want to read. And then at the end of the month, you hang out over some nice coffee or beer, whatever your preference is, and you discuss the story, your opinion, what you got from it.
Yeah, I love that idea. I know often you can find this just on Meetup, right? If you don't know enough people in your community, sometimes you can find like an ESL book club on Meetup where other learners or just native speakers, even better, if you feel like you're ready for it, jump into a native speaking book club, right? On Meetup, do that. And the other piece here is choosing your friends, right? So I like to surround myself with people that want to talk about ideas, right? Not so much about people, not about events, but about ideas, right? And so that's how we want to make our choices of who we're actually hanging out with.
That's true. So like when we're talking about bringing these ideas into the real world to connect with people, I recall just last Sunday, my friend Jordan came over and her and I talked about this chaos book for like an hour. Just like I'm sharing with her what I read and how fascinating these conspiracy theories are. And then her giving her insight. And like, that's all we talked about for an hour was just this book that she hadn't even read, but yet we could have a conversation about.
I love that. I love that. So it does come down to who do you choose to surround yourself with? I love that. This is so good. Jessica, this is a great framework for our listeners, for Keisuke, and for anyone else who has been intimidated to pick up a book and get started.
Oh my gosh, lose that fear.
Yeah.
Just drop it right now. Go choose a book that looks exciting and interesting to you. It could be a romance novel. I don't care. Whatever you would enjoy reading, and just dive in.
I love it. I love it. This is so good. So thank you to Keisuke for asking this question. Again, guys, we need great questions for the show. So send your questions to lindsay@allearsenglish.com and we are excited to answer your question on the show.
Yes.
Make it a specific question too. Right, Jessica?
Yeah, there you go.
It's got to be specific. Yeah.
The more specific, the better.
For sure. For sure. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. I will talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.